I'm Steve Miller reporting. During a listening session Wednesday with American students, parents, and teachers who have witnessed some of the many school shootings that have taken place during the past two decades, U.S. President Donald Trump suggested that arming teachers may be one way to deter shooters.
An attack has lasted, on average, about 3 minutes. It takes 5 to 8 minutes for responders, for the police to come in. So the attack is over. If you had a teacher who was adept at firearms, they could very well end the attack very quickly.
Trump sought to clarify his idea Thursday via Twitter, saying he wants to look at the possibility of giving concealed guns to gun-adept teachers with military or special training experience. The U.N. envoy for Syria is decrying a recent upsurge in violence in the country, expressing concerns that the eastern Ghouta region near Damascus could fall victim to widespread bloodshed like that in northern Aleppo more than a year ago.
In an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in eastern Ghouta, where civilians are suffering.
Stéphane de Mistura says world powers are not doing enough to halt the violence over the rebel-held enclave east of the capital that is besieged by government forces. A U.S. judge has ordered a closed hearing for Friday in the Russia probe case of Rick Gates, a former campaign aide for President Donald Trump. Gates is charged with conspiracy to launder money, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and for failing to register as a foreign agent for political work. The hearing will deal with Gates' attorney's request to withdraw from the case over what they call irreconcilable differences. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has been named as one of the worst-performing leaders in terms of human rights by Amnesty International.